Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Nazir Daf Chof. We begin four lines from the top with the two dots where we quote the Mishnah, Maisi Behilni Amalka Bechula. We had the story in the Mishnah of the Maisi Behilni Amalka, who our Mishnah, according to one opinion, she took upon herself an Aziris for 7 years while she was in Chutz La'aretz. She was a Gioret, a queen. And she then came to Eretz Yisrael to bring her korbanos, and we had a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. In that situation, did you just have to count 30 days according to Beis Shammai, and then as a knas, only 30 days, and then bring your korbanos? This is only a knas derabanan, and therefore she didn't bring her korbanos for tumah and didn't have to restart the count, just was given a 30-day knas. Or Beis Hillel had said no, that she has to redo the entire Nazirus in Eretz Yisrael, which she did, and according to one opinion, she then, at the very conclusion of that Nazirus, became Tmeya. This was a real Tmeya Daraisa, had to bring korbanos of Tuma for a Nazira, and then had to recount. The Tuma had uprooted her entire Naziris and had to recount 7 years in Eretz Yisrael, and then subsequently, at the conclusion of that additional 7 year period of time, a total of 21 years, then she was able to finally conclude a Naziris. So that was what we said in the Mishnah. Now we'll discuss that in a little bit more detail. I gave you one opinion of how that worked. Now we'll have another opinion. We're learning today Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Jack Ring, Rabbi Yaakov ben Shmuel, and also Carol Rosenberg, Kernisha Leia Bas Yehuda. All the Nishans that we learned for should have an Aliyah from our learning. So again, we begin four lines from the top. Chof Amad Aleph, we just quoted the Mishnah, Maisi Behilni Amalka, and the Gemara says, Yibay Luhu. What is the proper understanding of this Mishnah? They asked in the base Medrash. Kishanit Beis, did she become Tmeya? And this is in accord with the opinion of Beis Shammai, Valibu the Beis Shammai, that therefore she would become Tmeya on a Daraisa level, and even according to Beis Shammai, would have to go and have another 7 years because it uproots the entire Naziris according to everybody. And you can see this better understood in the Rush, what the question was in the Beis Medrash, in the second Dibra Maskul, Iboy Luhu Kishinitmeis, V'holchikam Alei Rav Yehuda L'Tanakama. The Tanakama was the person that said 21 years, and Rav Yehuda questioned this, and Rav Yehuda said that V'adai Emes Hayor Shinitmeis Besof Nazirasa, that everybody agrees that Hilni Amalka had become Tmeya at the conclusion of her Naziris. Va'afilu hachi lo haisa Nazira ela yudalit shana. According to Rav Yehuda, Beis Shammai's opinion would be that she was only a Nazira for 14 years. Dehodu lo ke Beis Shammai lios Nazira lamed yom. That the story in the Mishnah was that in fact she was a Nazira for 7 years in Chutz La'aretz. Then she came to Eretz Yisrael to bring her korbanos. Beis Shammai only counted her for 30 days, and at the conclusion of that 30-day period of time, v'nitmes b'sof lamid yom, and therefore, v'utzrucha lios nizira od zayin shavim. So the question is Rav Yehuda saying, according to the opinion of Beis Shammai, and therefore it's 14 years, and it really should be 14 years and 30 days, because it was 7 years in Chutz La'aretz, then 30 years as a knas in Eretz Yisrael, she became Tmei at the end of that 30-day period of time, it's still considered her original Naziris, and therefore she would have to have now 7 years because it uprooted her original Naziris. And therefore, it really should have said not 14 years, but it should have been 14 years and 30 days. Or is Rav Yehuda saying, Odilma, Bishalon Nitmeis? Rav Yehuda is telling us, according to Beis Hillel, that she wasn't Nitmeis. As the Rush continues in the next Dibra Maskul, below Polig Rav Yehuda Tanakama. Rav Yehuda is not arguing with the Tanakama, he's arguing just about the facts, the circumstances, but he's not arguing the opinion that the Tanakhama would have said 21 years, because this is going according to Beis Hillel. Odoma b'shalonit meis, she in fact did not become Tmeya, and valibit Beis Hillel. And this goes according to the opinion of Beis Hillel, that when she came to Eretz Yisrael, and now went from Chutz La'aretz to Tumah D'Rabbanan Chutz La'aretz, she had to go and count all 7 years again, under Tahara situations of Eretz Yisrael, even though she was only Tmeya Midirabbanim, she never brings her Korbanos Tumah, and just will have to count the additional 7 years, and that's exactly 14 years. So that was the question they asked in the Beis Medrash. Is Rav Yehuda arguing with the Tanakhama because he goes like Beis Shammai, or is he arguing with the Tanakhama on the circumstances that she in fact wasn't Nitmeis? And Rav Yehuda is in agreement with the Tanakhama that this Mishnah of 14 years according to Rav Yehuda is even according to the opinion of Beis Hillel, and he just argues with the circumstances. He just says, no, she never was Nitmeis, a full Tumah in Eretz Yisrael, and it's only the Tumah D'Rabbanon that Beis Hillel holds that you need 7 additional years for. It uprooted the entire Naziris that she had in Chutz La'aretz. So that's the question, Toshma. The Gemara brings a raya from our Mishnah to which way we go. Also, La'aretz, it says that she went up to Eretz Yisrael, V'horua Beis Hillel, and the Tanakhama says that Beis Hillel had the psak halacha shetein zero old sheva shanim acheres uchule, that she had to go have another 7 years, which is again the sheet of Beis Hillel, that even though it's a tumah derabanan, she has to go and recount her entire nazirus in Eretz Yisrael b'tahara. Now the isolka daitoch, if you're going to tell me shenitmeis v'alibed beishamai, that this goes according to the opinion of Beishamai, then as I pointed out, it can't be 14 years; it should be 14 years and 30 days. So if Rav Yehuda is going with the opinion of Beis Shammai and not the opinion of Beis Hillel, and therefore he would say, no, she only has 30 days that she has to have Bituma Dirabonon in Eretz Yisrael to make up for the fact that she was a Nazira in Chutz La'aretz, and it's only a 30-day Knas, so then she became Tumeya at the end of that 30-day period of time, and that's why she had to now count a new 7 years. So ihaki Yehuda omer lo haisa nazir el yudalit shana, it shouldn't have been yudalit shana. The Mishnah should have said yudalit shana ushloshim yom mi boyale. As I pointed out, there's a 7 years of chutz laris. She comes to Eretz Yisrael. There's a knas of 30 days. No karbanas tuma in that situation. If she doesn't become tameya, it will be 7 years and 30 days. But then she becomes tameya at the end of the 30-day period of time, and that's still considered within her original naziris. And therefore, she has to redo the entire Naziris. It's uprooted with this Tumah d'Oraisa. Now, at the conclusion of her Tahara period of time, she would then have to go and bring the Karbanos Tumah of a Nazira, and then recount 7 full years. So, if you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda goes like the opinion of the Beis Shammai, he shouldn't have said 14 years, he should have said 14 years and 30 days. And I'll show you that this is right. Now, we have Tanya Nami Hochi. Now, this is an unusual usage of Tanya Nami Hochi, and you can see this in the Rosh as well. And this will be another example of the Lashonos of Masech de Nazir, as well as we said many times in the Dharm, even more so, are a little bit unusual. And this should be the Girsa here, Tanya, the Tanya, not Tanya Nami Hochi, because we're not really bringing a Brisa in full support of this, but it's a proof, the Tanya, that we learned in the following Brisa. That's the Girsa that the Rush has. And then it's Rav Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, the Pasuk teaches us the Omar Kra, Zos Toras HaNazir. This Pasuk is telling us that you have the melos, the girsa of the Bach is that you add the words over here, Zos Toras HaNazir, Biyom Melos HaTorah Omra. So he adds those words that Ki Nitma Biyom Melos, when she becomes Tmeya, on the last day, so Tein Lo Toras Nazir, then she only has to go and have 30 days. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. We had this earlier, that if you become Tmeya on the Yom Melos, on the last day, then we don't uproot the entire Naziris. If the Naziris is more than 30 days, you don't have to redo the entire Naziris. You only have to do an additional 30-day period of time. So this is the Shita that Rabbi Yehuda, if he was holding like Beis Shammai, would say that it's 14 years and 30 days. And therefore, that's why it's not Tani Nami Hochi. This is just a Braisa that continues to support this idea that it should have been 14 years and 30 days. And therefore, the correct Girsa is not that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Beis Shammai, but that Rabbi Yehuda holds, in fact, like Beis Hillel, and he's only arguing with the Tanakama in terms of the circumstances. The Tanakama says that she was Nitmeis on a Derais level in Eretz Yisrael at the conclusion of the 14 years, and that's why she has to count another 7 years, whereas the opinion of Rav Yehuda is that she wasn't nitmeis at the end of the 14 years on a derais level. She just had to redo the 7 years on a derabanan level and then brought her korbanos of a nazira tahara at the conclusion of that period of time. So that is the answer that Rav Yehuda goes like the opinion of Beis Hillel and just disagreed with the circumstances of the case, not like Beis Shammai, and disagreed with the psak halacha of the Tanakama. Okay, we go right to the next Mishnah. Misha yushtei chitei edim mi'idos oso. A person has, it's an unusual situation, he denies that he took upon himself a Naziris, but there are witnesses saying that he did take upon himself a Naziris. So misha yushtei chitei edim, there were two groups of witnesses that testified that this person took upon himself a Naziris. But the two sets of witnesses, you have Reuben and Shimon as one set of witnesses, and Levi and Yehuda as another set of witnesses, and Elam Eidim Shinoz Ashtayim. Reuben and Shimon say, this person took upon himself two consecutive 30-day Naziris terms. The Elam Eidim and Levi and Yehuda say, no, Shinoz Echomesh, that he took upon himself five consecutive terms of Naziris. So here you have the person denying that he did any Naziris, as the Rosh clearly says in Dibra Amaschub, the Elu Me'idim Shinoder Hei, so Ba'osu Shah Shatem Omim Shinoder Beis, Onomim Shinoder Hei. The Reuven and Shimon are saying that they heard him say two Naziruses, and Levi and Yehuda say, no, at the time that you're saying you heard him say two, we heard him say five, and Umafarshinan kigon shaya makish the omer shalo nader klal. And the guy who they're talking about says, no, I didn't take upon myself any zeros at all. Because the shosik, if he was silent and didn't say anything, so hayo shtikusa kyoda, then his silence would be a valid hodah, kidamrina mikidushin, perik omer, gabi nitmu torasecha, vahalah shosik. In a situation where witnesses come along and say, hey, your taharas became tummy, and the prince says, I don't know. If that's what you're saying, fine. He's not arguing with them. Here, he's arguing with them. In any event, in this situation, what is the halacha? Bishama yomrim, back to the Mishnah, nechlet koha edus v'en kanazirus. This is contrasting edus hamachishim zeh, and therefore Reuven and Shimon say two naziris he took upon himself, and Levi Yehuda say five naziris he took upon himself. So Reuven and Shimon are contradicting Levi Yehuda. Levi Yehuda are contradicting Reuven and Shimon, and therefore in this situation you have edus hamachishim zeh. So there is no edus here at all, and the person is not a nazir. Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel omrim, no. Yesh b'chal chomei shtayim. And therefore, she nazir shtayim. That when Reuben and Shimon say two, so Levi and Yehuda aren't saying not two. They're saying, no, we agree there was two, but we also heard him say three more. And therefore, there's a minimum here. They all agree that there's at least two nazirises here. So in regards to the two nazirises, Reuben and Shimon are not being machish by Levi and Yehuda. Levi and Yehuda are only arguing on 3, 4, and 5. So 3, 4, and 5, he doesn't have to do. That's edus hamachish, zeh, zeh. However, the first two, everybody agrees, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi and Yehuda all agree that he took upon himself at least two nazirises, and therefore the person would have to take upon himself two nazirises. Now, start with Morris, says, Masnisin, the Loki Aitana. Our Mishnah does not go in accord with the following opinion that's said in the Brisa. What is that? The Tanya. We learn in the following Brisa. Rishmo ben Osher Ryokhan and Broko, Mer. We had Rishmo the other day. Rishmo ben Osher Ryokhan Broko tells us, Lo Nechliku Beisham and Beisil, Al Shtei Kite Eden. They're not arguing over here when you have Reuven and Shimon against Levi and Yehuda, where Reuven and Shimon says, Achasomer Shtayim, the Achasomer Shomesh. They're not arguing the way we explain the Mishnah according to the Tana of this Brisa, Rishmo ben Osher Ryokhan and Broka, because he says in the case that we said in the Mishnah, the Reuven and Shimon say two, and Levi and Yehuda say five, so Yesh Bechlal Chomishtayim. Even Beis Shammai admits their moda that two and five aren't machishim for the first two, they're only machishim on 3, 4, and 5. And therefore, even Beis Shammai we moda, again, not like our Mishnah, that's why Rishmo ben Osher Ryokhan and Broka is Masnis and Deloki Aitana, are Mishnah is not in accord with this brisa of the opinion of Rishon ben Osher Ryokhan Broka, because he says that even Beis Shammai is moda that Yehi Nazu Shtayim in this situation. But he does say, I agree with you, this is machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What is that? Amar Nechliku, according to Rishon ben Osher Ryokhan Broka, so he holds Al Kas Achas, you have one set of witnesses, just Reuven and Shimon, not two sets of witnesses. He says there was one group of witnesses, just Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven says, Echad Omer Shtayim, I heard him say two. The Echad Omer Chamesh. And Shimon says, I heard him say five. In this situation, here, Reuven is arguing with Shimon. Shimon is arguing with Reuven. You can't combine them and say, in this situation, at least two is included in five. No, Reuven says two. In other words, not five. And Shimon says five. In other words, not two. And that's what Beis Shammai's opinion is, that it's Edus Havachishim Zeh, the two witnesses aren't in accord with each other, and Reuven and Shimon therefore can't be combined as a set of witnesses to obligate the person that they're talking about in two Nazirises, and certainly not five. Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel remember, even if it's just Reuven and Shimon, Yesh B'chal Chomesh Shtayim, and Yehi Nazir Shtayim. That even in this situation with just Reuven and Shimon, they're both agreeing on at least two. So therefore, let this guy become a nazir for two. Okay, he won't have to be for five, but he has to be for two. And that's how Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Yochanan Baroka understands the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Again, different than our Mishnah did. Along comes Rav, and he tells us, Amar Rav, hakomodim bemona. Rav says that everybody agrees that if the Naziris is counted out, if the Edim count out the Naziris, which we'll explain in a moment what that means, that there is no Naziris in that situation. That the person that they're talking about would not have to go and become a Nazir for any amount of time. Now, what does Rav mean when he says, Hakol modim bimone? What is this mone? What is this counting that we're talking about? So, Amale Rav Chama Rav Chista. So, Rav Chama tells Rav Chista, my kamar, what did Rav say over here? I don't understand Rav when he says Hakol modim bimona. I disagree with Rav's interpretation. Rav says in this situation there is no naziris. What does he mean by modim bimona? Are you telling me that Rav says ilema echad omer chomesh velo shtayim? If one of the witnesses said that he definitely took upon himself five, and he says specifically and not two, and the other one says v'echad omer he specifically took upon himself two, the lo chamish and not five. They're directly contradicting each other. So therefore, that can't be. That's obvious. That can't be what Rav is talking about. That's so obvious that Reuven is directly disagreeing with Shimon. Shimon is directly disagreeing with Reuven. In that situation, it can't be. So therefore, that's not the scenario. What is the scenario? What did Rav mean when he said hako modin v'moneh? Elo, echot omer achas ushtayim. Reuven says he took upon himself one and two nazirises. He said achas ushtayim. And along comes Shimon, the echot omer, the second witnesses, doesn't repeat one and two. He just says omer shalosh arba v'chomesh. Rav is saying in this situation, there is no naziris. Reuven is contradicting Shimon. This is what Rav means when he says hako modin b'mona, that that's not a good naziris. That neither Reuven is saying what Shimon is saying, Shimon is not saying what Reuven is saying, because Shimon said 3, 4, and 5, and Reuven only said 1 and 2. And that is what Rav Chama is saying to Rav Chista, that is Rav Shita. But he disagrees with this, and we turn to Chof Amud Beis, where he says, Halomali, why in this situation are we saying this is Eidos that is Machishim Zezeh? Hashti Yesh Lomar Chamir to Omar Rav, Kilta Lo Omar. According to this, Shmuel is saying 3, 4, and 5. That obviously includes 1 and 2. So how can you say that these Eidim are Machishim Zezeh in Rav's his understanding of Rav, that it meant Reuven said 1 and 2, and Shimon said 3, 4, and 5. And the fact, Rav Chama says, I disagree, and I'll bring you a riot from Eretz Yisrael. Ami b'mar rava, they said in Eretz Yisrael, Ein hachosha b'mona. In this situation, where Reuven says 1 and 2, and only along comes Shimon and says 3, 4, and 5, that there is no machlokis between them on 1 and 2, and in fact, the person that they're speaking about would have to be a nazir for two periods of naziris. As Tosus Kuli tells us over here in Dibur Masa Amri Barava, V'vadai ki amar idach shalosh v'arba v'chomesh, when Shimon said 3, 4, and 5, lo miyeh, Shalo Omar Hanoder Achas Time. He's not disagreeing about 1 and 2. He's essentially saying, I agree with 1 and 2. And therefore, according to Rav Chama, in Rav's situation of Mona, where Rav would say that there is no Eidus over here, there Machishim says there, Rav Chama and in Marava, they disagree with Rav and say, in fact, there would be at least two Naziris periods of time when Reuven says 1 and 2. And Shimon said 3, 4, and 5, because when he said 3, 4, and 5, he was agreeing with 1 and 2, not disagreeing with 1 and 2. And with this, we conclude the beautiful third perek, Hadron Olecha Mishomar, Hadron Olecha Mishomar, Hadron Olecha Mishomar, and we'll come back to you, Mirtz Hashem, hopefully before the next cycle, but now we'll begin the fourth perek, and that begins Mishomar. The person says, Hareini Nazir. The person takes upon himself Naziris. And then his friend hears him, so Reuven says, I will be a Nazir. And Shimon hears him, we'll see, it's immediately, has to be immediately within a very short period of time, which we'll discuss in a moment. V'shamach ha'ver Shimon hears this, Yomar v'ani, and me too. And the next person, Levi, hears this, and he also says within a certain period of time from when Reuven said it, Shimon said, me too, and Levi, within a certain period of time from Reuven, says, v'ani, me too. So in this situation, not only is Reuven a Nazir, kulam nazirim, Shimon is a Nazir, and Levi is a Nazir. Because Levi said, Va'ani, still within the same period of time that is required for this to be going into effect from Reuven's statement of Hareini Nazir. However, in this situation, all the Naziruses are totally one on the other. Shimon is totally upon Reuven being a Nazir. Levi is totally upon Shimon being a Nazir. So in this situation, Huta Harishon, if Reuven has Charata, he goes and has Hataris Nedarim on his statement Hareini Nazir. Again, we mentioned many times, Naziris is a type of neder, and you can do Hataris Nedarim. So he goes to a Beis Din. Well, technically, you go to a Mumcha, but we learned Halacha L'maisa. We don't have a single Yochid today that is a Mumcha that can be Matir Nedarim, but we always go to a Beis Din, even if Shlosh had Yotos, of three common people, as long as they understand the Dinim of Nedarim. And he goes, Reuven goes, and Hutar Rishon, and he's Matir Neder on his Naziris. So then, B was attached to him, C was attached to him. Shimon and Levi were both attached to his being a Nazir. So if Reuven is no longer a Nazir, Hutru Kulan, then all of them are no longer a Nazir. And in this situation, their Naziris of all three falls off. However, Hutor Achron, if in this situation, the last one, Levi went to be Matir Neder, and he says, I no longer wish to be a Nazir, in this situation, only Levi is not a Nazir. Hutor Achron, however, Ha'achron Mutter, the last one is going to be Mutter in this situation, Levi in my example, but Shimon and Reuven, Behulon, Asurim. The rest remain in the Naziris because only Levi was removed. Reuven and Shimon aren't connected to Levi. Levi was connected to Reuven and Shimon, but Reuven and Shimon aren't in any way connected to Levi. Mishnah continues and says,
Amar, if the person says, Hareini Nazir, I am going to be a Nazir. And Vishama Chaveru, and his friend Shimon hears him. So Reuven says, I want to be a Nazir, and his friend Shimon hears him. Amar, P. Kefiv, my mouth should be like his mouth. The more we'll explain more what this means, but he's basically undertaking himself in his ears that just like his friend will not have grapes or grape products go into his mouth, so too he will not have that. In other words, he's accepting upon himself Naziris. So Shimon is saying, I want to be like Reuven. Tomorrow we'll explain a little bit more, and the Mefarshim will go into detail how this is considered a valid acceptance of Naziris, but for our purposes right now, he's basically saying, I want to be a Nazir. And similarly, if he uses the Lashon Usari Kisaro, my hair should be like his hair. In other words, just like he can't take a haircut as a Nazir, so too I want to be a Nazir like him, I won't be able to take a haircut. So the Mishnah tells us, Harei Zeh Nazir, he's a valid the shonos of Naziris for Shimon to have taken. Mishnah continues and says, Hareini Nazir, if a person says, I accept the palm of Naziris, Vishoma Ishto, and his wife hears him, Vyamra, and his wife says, Taka, that's a good idea, Va'ani, and I also wish to become a Nazir, just like my husband. So he has the right to be Mefer Eshelah, if he wishes to, he can be Mefer his wife's Naziris, it's Biom Shamo, and the husband has the right to be Mefer his wife's Naziris in that situation. However, that doesn't impact his own Naziris, which he took upon himself, Vishalo Kiyam. His own Naziris still remains in effect because A, number one, a person can't be made for his own neder. B, when he says his wife's Naziris is Mufar, he's not saying anything about his own Naziris as well. So in this situation, the husband still is a Nazir, but his wife, since he was made for her Naziris, her neder, so therefore she is no longer a Nazira. On the other way, however, if she says, Hareini Nazira, the wife says, I would like to become a Nazira, and she states, I will be a Nazira, her husband hears it, Vishama Bala, Biom Shamo, and he says, Taka, that's a great idea, Amar, Vani, and me too. When he says, and me too, he's essentially also now validating, he's being Makayim, her Naziris, and therefore, Eino Yochel Lohofer, he no longer is able to be made for her Naziris, because he was essentially already Makayim. Now, we had learned in the Gemara Nedarim that he can have Hatara on his kiyam of her Naziris, and if it's still Biyom Shamo, then he would still, then after he does his Hatorah on his kiyam, he would still be able to be made for it. But we're not getting complicated like that. Here we're just saying he was essentially being Makayim her Naziris when he said Ba'ani, and therefore he no longer is able to go and be made for it again without him doing some sort of Hatorah on his kiyam. And therefore, Eino Yochel Ofer. Next case. If he were to say, Hareini Nazir, the man says, I'm a Nazir, Ba'at, and then he asks his wife, Nu, would you like to be a Nazira with me? And she says, Taka, yeah, Amen. And she says, yes, that's a great idea. Still, in this situation, Meferish law, he has the right to go be made for her Neder. However, that won't impact his Naziris. As a result, the Mishnah says, this Shalom, his personal Naziris, is Mekuyam, Kayam, in that situation. But if she says, Hareini Nazira, if his wife was the one that instigated and says, I wish to be Nazira, and then she asks her husband, Nu, honey, viator, and what would you like to do? And then the husband says, yeah, taka, great idea, v'yamar, amen, yes. So that's a kiyam of her Naziris, and both he and her cannot have that be mefered unless they go to a base. And Eino Yochel Lohofer, at that point in time, he was essentially b'makayim her Naziris, and he essentially said amen, so he's being establishing himself as a Nazir, and a person doesn't have the ability to go and remove his own neder, he has to go to a base then to do that. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Now we go to the Gemara. The Gemara starts off and says, Yosef Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish was sitting in front of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Who's Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya? He's the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. He's the grandson of the great Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rebbe. And this is his grandson, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Rebbe was a couple of generations before Reish Lakish, and therefore the time sequence works out here very, very well. They're both living two generations after Rebbe. So Reish Lakish was sitting in front of Yehuda Nasiya, the Yosef. He then sat back down. I mentioned this many times, good to reiterate it again. When we have this Lashon, he was first sitting, Yosef, and then it says that he was the Yosef. It seems like it's repetitive. But the answer is that they used to stand up when they wished to ask a question. They get recognized, and then they'd be allowed to sit down again. So he was originally sitting in front of Rehuda Nasiya. He wanted to ask a question. He stood up. Rehuda Nasiya recognized him and said, Nu, ask your question. And then he sat down and asked the question. And he said as follows. V'hu shetfisu kulan b'toch kidei dibor. So Reish Lakish said, we have to learn our Mishnah that when, in the first case, that Reuven had said, I wish to be a Nazir, Hareini Nazir, and Vishama Chaveru, Shimon heard him and said, V'omar Ani, I wish to also be a Nazir, and then the Levi heard and said, V'omar Ani, and I also wish to become a Nazir. In that situation, Reish Lakish is telling us that all of them have to be in the amount of period of time that is called Toch Kidei Dibur. And the Gemara asks, V'kama toch k'dei dibur? How much is this period of time called toch k'dei dibur? And the Gemara tells us, k'dei she'elas shalom. The amount of time that it takes for a person to say, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, or Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. This is a famous machlokas between the Shach and the Taz, and many others as well. The Shach's opinion is that it's only three words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. And the Taz is that Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. Some try to reconcile the two opinions by saying that if the Rebbe asks you, how are you doing, so then you have to respond to him with Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. But if you're asking the question first to your Rebbe, then you only have to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe. In any event, this is a short period of time, the amount of time it takes to say either three words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, or four words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. Let's keep it nice and simple for now and say it's the amount of time that it takes to say three words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, under 3 seconds. And that's what the Gemara tells us. As long as Reuven said, I wish to be a Nazir, and Shimon says, me too, Chaveru Amar V'shomo, and his friend says, V'shomo Chaveru V'amar V'ani, and then Levi says, Va'ani, I also wish to do this. So as long as both Shimon and Levi said it within the amount of time that it takes to say Shalom Lecha Rebbe from the first time that Reuven said it, so it's within 2 seconds, 3 seconds, so then this is a valid acceptance. But if it's more than Toch K'dei Dibur, then it's not a valid acceptance. So that's what the Gemara tells us right now. The Kama Toch K'dei Dibur, K'dei She'ela Shalom. The Kama K'dei She'ela Shalom, how long does this take? K'dei She'omer, Shalom Talmud L'Rav, the amount of time that it takes for the Talmud to say to the Rebbe, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, again, possibly Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. So Rav Yehuda Nesia then goes in response to Reish Lakish, and he says, Amalei, Tov, Lo Shavakta Ravcha El Talmida. But by saying that it's only this amount of time, you're basically saying that a student who is about to say and vani, and if his Rebbe comes there, you're basically saying he won't have time to say to his Rebbe, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and then say vani. So Rav Yehuda Nesia says, if your person is about to take upon himself this Naziris by saying vani, and his Rebbe passes by, then he would have to say to his Rebbe, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and then it would be too late for him to say vani. As the Rosh says in Libra Masel, Amalei Su Lo Shavakta, Ravcho the Talmud. You're not giving a Talmud a chance to respond because Shem Pagamo Rabbo, if Talmud's Rebbe was walking by at that moment that he's about to say Vani. So Vinosan Lo Shalom, he has to say to his Rebbe, Shalom Lecha Rebbe, so Lo Yichol Lahatvis Bioso Shinod Elefonov. So he wouldn't be able to respond Vani because it would have taken too much time. Therefore, Hilkoch, Goras Degam Hadalid Yochol Lahatvis. That mechubar letoch k'dei dibur besoch k'dei dibur domi. So the Rosh is explaining here that we give him an additional second, so to say, the amount of time that it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and then to say Va'ani. And that's what Yehuda Nesia said to Reish Lakish. It's not just Shalom Alecha Rebbe, it's Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and the amount of time it takes to say Va'ani. The Mefarish points out that Rabbi Yehuda Nesia is not arguing with Reish Lakish, and you can see this in the Masel Tuv Lo Shavskis Rav Chol Tamida, in the next line where he says, "V'lav mishum de'isle Rabbi Yehuda Nesia de'le malei tvei." Not that he says you have to say more. Ella milso b'yama. He's just adding on and saying, "Kamash palon masayle Reish Lakish." That this additional statement that you have the time to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe and Va'ani is the opinion that Rabbi Yehuda Nesia says is the correct answer. And he's not arguing with Reish Lakish. On the other hand, the Shita Mekubetzes disagrees. The Shita Mekubetzes says, "Omiyu Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish lo chosh lahoshiv advarv." He didn't think that this was necessary. And Tosus says everybody would agree. However, in Tosus Dibur Masel Amalei, he says at the end of this Tosus, in a situation where there was a fifth person, Avol Chamishi, in other words, you have Shalom Alecha Rebbe, that's the time for three people. Vani would be the fourth person. That Review the Nesia says is still acceptable for the person to accept it upon himself Naziris, but if the fifth person said Vani, Avol Chamishi Vada Eino Nitvas, Sheshor Ktsas Acha K'dei Dibur, that's too much, that's not considered attached to Toch K'dei Dibur, and therefore the fifth person would not be a Nazir. And we turn to Chafala from Aleph, Tanina Mihochi, the Braisa that supports this. The Braisa says, Misha Amar Hareini Nazir, Misha Amar Chaveiro, Vishoha K'dei Dibur. Person Reuven says, I wish to be a Nazir, and his friend hears him and he delays the amount of time that it would take to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and only then the Omar Vani, after that he says, and me too, who Asur, the Chaver Mutter. So the first person says, I'm a Nazir, he is in fact a Nazir. But the friend who delayed too long, he was sure more than the amount of time that it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, so that in that situation he did not accept upon himself Naziris. And v'kama k'dei dibur, how much is this period of time? K'dei she'el shalom talmud l'rab, this is the amount of time that it takes the Talmud to say, Shalom Alecho Rebbe. Gemara continues and says, Lema Messiah, let the following b'risa be a raya to Reish Lakish's opinion. It says, Misha Omar Harini Nazir. If a person says, I accept of myself to be a Nazir, Vishama Chavero, and Shimon hears this, Vyomar Vani, and I wish to also. And then Levi says, Vani, I wish to also. In this situation, those three, Ruvain, the one who said it, and Shimon and Levi, the one who said it within the period of time of Shalom Alecha Rebbe, they are both Nazirim. But Visu Lo, but nobody else. There's no time for anybody else. So this seems to be a raya to what we just said to Reish Lakish, that it's only the amount of time that it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, which two people would really be able to say Va'ani, but not anybody else. So the Gemara says that's not Lav Davka Raya. Tano ki rochel lecho shevelezel, is a Tana supposed to say vani, 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 vani? He illustrated vani, as long as somebody says vani. And they said it within tokhtei dibur of the person who said vani in front of them. You theoretically could go on and do this for 10 people, 20 people, as long as each one said the vani within the tokhtei dibur of the previous person. So therefore, we can't expect the Tana to write out 20 vanis, and therefore you can't bring me a raya from the fact that he only said vani, vani twice to say that it has to be tokhtei dibur of the original person speaking. So you can't necessarily bring me a raya from this, albeit the Gemara first tried to do this, to bring a raya to Reish Lakish. Gemara says, no, v'lisnei chad. So then why did it say vani, vani? It should have just said it once, v'lashminan, and I would know that as long as somebody says vani, that would be perfectly fine. So why did it have to list vani, vani? Maybe it teaches that it's bedavka two and not 10. Because if it just wanted to teach us that it could be as many people as possible, you just have to say vani once. So when it says, hochanami, no, you're 100% right. That if it had listed it just once, that would have been adequate. But then why did it list it the second time? What was the chiddush there? Well, mishum detani seifa. In the seifa, it said, hutu harishon, hutu kulan. When we had the domino effect here, when the first person said yes, and the second person is making a total on the first person, and the third person makes a total on the first person and the second person, so then in that situation, if the first person is removed, so then the dominoes all fall down. Then B and C and D and E, they all aren't going to be Nazirim. So in that situation, when the Sefer said, Hutor Rishon, Hutor Kulon, but Hutor Achron, only Ha'achron Mutor V'chulon Asurim, in that situation, only the last one, because he's not totally on the other ones, so Levi in my case, so he would no longer be a Nazir, but Reuven and Shimon would be Nazirim in that situation, so Miklal Diko Emtsoi, so therefore, it implies that there was an Emtsoi, because it says V'chulon Asurim, so that's more than one person. It's Reuven and Shimon. That's why it had to give us the case of three people. That's why the Tanakhama wrote Vani Vani. But that's not to limit it to two. It's not a riot to Reish Lakish. It technically could be 5 or 10 or 15, which he really could have illustrated with just saying Vani one time. The reason it said Vani twice was because of the Sefer, where you had to have three. So that's why it said Vani Vani, to say that there's a Reuven, a Shimon, and a Levi. If Reuven, who made the original Neder, he's removed, he has Hataras Nedarim, so then everybody else falls off. But if it's the third person who made the neder, who then is removed, so then Reuven and Shimon still have their Naziris. And therefore, we can't bring Uriah from this Gemara one way or the other to Reish Lakish's Shita. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shir.